Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Throw them in a closet. But God said no. He invited them to the table. And what I like here, verse 22, the servants say, "We have done that, Lord," and listen to what he said. "Yet there is still room." Isn't that good? "Yet there is still room in the house of God." There's always room for more in the house of God. Whenever we think it's too filled, no. He said, "Yet there is still room in my house." Praise the Lord. And I like the response here, because he says in verse 23, since there's more room, he says this, "Okay, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come." He didn't say bring them this time. He said compel them to come. Now that compel word is a very strong word. It is combined with persuasiveness and compassion.
Yes.
So when you go out there, you got to show some compassion, but also persuade them. You know, like King Agrippa said in Acts 26:28, he said to Paul, "Thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian." Are you persuading people to be a Christian for Jesus Christ? But what I want you to know, he said we must go. I read somewhere where they said that a church that doesn't go out will pass out.
Amen.
Boy, is that true?
That's right.
Is that true? Because God's plan is for us to go out, bring them in, and then train them up so that they can go out, train them in, and it's a cycle. It never stops. Do you got it? God wants us to go out and bring them in and compel them to come. Now, why do He want us to do this? He tells us at the end of 23, that my house may be filled. Brother Mike said one of his objectives, the third one, was that his house may be filled.
Amen.
Well, that's good, because that's the same thing God wants. That my house may be filled. One thing I want you to know is that God has a plan for us.
Yes.
And that plan simply is to accept His Son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Savior. We have to believe that we are all sinners. We have to believe that we cannot save ourselves. And we have to believe that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And God wants you to be a witness. If you have been saved, or if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you will be a witness. You know, when I started 23 years ago, and I was reading the Bible, I said, why everybody's not doing this? Because this is all over the Bible. Sad to say, people can be saved for many years, and if they are not witnessing, there's no doubt they have not met Jesus Christ. No one in the Bible, no one, had met Jesus Christ and was the same. I like the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well. When she met Jesus, what did she do? She went and told everybody. She went and told them all. That's what God wants us to do. One thing I want you to see here, if you look in Acts chapter 20, verse 20. This is Paul. Them boys was on fire here. And listen to what they said here. You know, when they say, anybody ever go to the eye doctor? I know Ray got glasses, so I know you went, Ray. What is 2020? Well, 2020 means what? Good vision. Acts 2020. Isn't that weird? Here's what it says. "And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have..."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.